Maybe you're looking to grow in Christ. Maybe you're looking to know if God does really exist. Well, you've come to the right place as we go to God's Word for answers for life. Abounding Grace with Pastor Chris Gordon is coming up next. Join us. Welcome to today's edition of Abounding Grace with Pastor Chris Gordon from United Reformed Church here in Linden. Each day we come to you with just a few minutes of time to spend in God's Word that we might grow in grace, that we might find ourselves encouraged in our walk with Christ. And for those who are seeking to know if God really does exist, well, the answers again are found right here in God's Word. Won't you join us for this edition of Abounding Grace? Here's Pastor Chris Gordon.
Well, thank you for tuning in today to Abounding Grace. If you were with us yesterday, you know we've been studying this great account in Mark chapter 10 when Jesus healed blind Bartimaeus. And we have been really moved with this section because Bartimaeus had only heard. A knowledge of Christ had filled him, but he had not seen him. He had not witnessed any of his miracles. He had not seen him do anything extraordinary. The text emphasizes that this blind man heard, and he's the only one in this narrative who demonstrates true faith, even though all the multitudes saw Jesus, all the multitudes witnessed his miracles, all the multitudes see him do all these great things. And I want to pick up with that again today and read a little bit of this. Now they came to Jericho, and as he went out of Jericho with his disciples and a great multitude, blind Bartimaeus, the son of Timaeus, sat by the road begging. And when he had heard that it was Jesus of Nazareth, he began to cry out and say, "Jesus, son of David, have mercy on me." Then many warned him to be quiet, but he cried out all the more, "Son of David, have mercy on me." So Jesus stood still and commanded him to be called. It's a beautiful section. So here he is, as Jesus is passing by, he cries out saying, "Son of David, have mercy on me." He knew that this was not just Jesus from Nazareth, as all the crowds were attributing him to be. He believed in his heart that this was the Messiah, and that this was the king who would sit upon David's throne forever. He cries out, "Jesus, Son of David, have mercy." Son of David, we know that everyone understood that to be a reference to the Messiah in those days, and that this one would sit forever on the throne. What a confession. In his deep darkness, he could see clearly that David's greater son had come. What did Jesus say? Remember what he said in general terms and in teaching on the notion of blindness and on the reality of blindness. He said, if you were blind, you would have no sin. But since you say you see, your sin remains. He said that to the Pharisees. Well, then it's my prayer that we have a people listening today, that there are a whole bunch of people who have come to see how much they need Jesus, who are blind and recognize their blind state, who realize that they're naked and poor and have a need for the Savior. That's the greatest thing, you know. The greatest thing is for a sinner to see his own condition and to long in the heart to be remedied from his condition. This is the Christian life. This is what we need, to be constantly thirsting for the Son of David, to long for him and to be filled with him. It's a full confession and a full cry of faith from Bartimaeus, but it's kind of a prayer unwritten. It's as natural as a prayer as it could be. No one taught him to say it. It's unlearned. It's through the work of the Holy Spirit's presence, because these few words come out in full passion, full of intense emotion. "Jesus, have mercy upon me." Isn't that something? It's the same thing that David said when he all of a sudden had seen his wretched condition and his sin that he got caught in with the adultery with Bathsheba, and for years, well, probably at least for months, had denied it and gone in it. Here it is. So what we're seeing here is true faith. The whole message of Christianity is that you're saved by grace through faith. Here's the means by which God saves, is this instrument of faith by which we apprehend and embrace the righteousness of Christ, the perfect one. It's a knowledge of God's word, who Christ is, and our great need as sinners has to fill the mind, and the knowledge will show itself in a full confession as it does with Bartimaeus, crying out in belief in Jesus. This is why we value a profession in him, a speaking of him, a crying out for him. It's the natural expression of what's in the heart. But there's something else here. In verse 48, the crowds try to silence Bartimaeus. This is verse 48. Then many warned him to be quiet, but he cried out all the more, "Son of David, have mercy on me." What a sad thing. They have directly transgressed the law. Obviously, the religious leaders, they had all stood there. They tried to silence Bartimaeus because they knew what Bartimaeus was saying. He was calling Jesus the Messiah, and they refused and rejected the idea that this was the Messiah. And here what they're doing is directly transgressing the law, for the law had said, "You shall not put a stumbling block before the blind," and they're doing it. They're doing it. In fact, it'd be better for a millstone to be hung around their necks. That's exactly what they're doing to this little one, causing him to stumble. And you know, this word warning here is very strong in the Greek. In fact, it's used in the same chapter, just a few verses back in verse 13, as this is what we read. Then they brought little children to him that Jesus might touch them. But the disciples rebuked those who brought them. But Jesus saw it, he was greatly displeased and said to them, "Let the little children come to me and do not forbid them, for of such is the kingdom of God. For assuredly I say to you, whoever does not receive the kingdom of God as a little child will by no means enter it." Well, we're being shown what entering the kingdom looks like as a little child. Bartimaeus can't see a thing. All he can do is trust. And like a little child who believes his parents and every word his parent says, so does Bartimaeus. He believes because he heard and he did not see, and he's entering as a child, and all those around him are trying to silence him. And you know, it's interesting in Mark 10, it's set in contrast to this rich young ruler who comes running to Jesus, who's a morally upright guy according to this world's standards. And he runs and he falls in front of Jesus and says, "What must I do to inherit eternal life?" And Jesus crushes him with the law, but he refuses to see his own spiritual blindness and walks away sad. That's set in contrast to Bartimaeus. That is set in contrast to the one who could not do anything, who could not even see to do anything, and yet truly saw his need. And here everyone's trying to silence him. It was Charles Spurgeon who said, "The devil always tries to silence the cry of faith." How he's done this throughout history. He attempted to keep these children from Jesus. He tried to prevent Jesus from the way of the cross. He tried to silence those who cried out, "Hosanna in the highest." And now he tries to silence the cry of a blind beggar for his Lord. How often does he do this? How often does he turn us away from crying out to Jesus? You know, Bartimaeus, by the way, Bartimaeus could have said, "Jesus won't hear me. I'm too wretched of a person." The crowds are all around him, the noise of their hustle, the noise of their voices, and his distressed situation. He could have easily thought, "How could he even give attention to me? My life is too miserable." That's unbelief. No, he cries out even louder. As they try to silence Bartimaeus, he begins to cry out even louder, "Son of David, have mercy on me." And over the crashing events of life, you know, over the hardships and the trials and the afflictions and the sorrows, does our voice of faith cry out for Jesus all the more? Jesus, some people say, won't deliver me. I'm too bad of a sinner. Bartimaeus was of the worst kind, a blind and a beggar, the worst combination. And yet it would not stop the cry of faith because he believed Jesus had the power to heal, and he would scream until Jesus would stop. True faith always makes its voice heard until Jesus stops. And that's what happens in verse 49. So Jesus stood still. and commanded him to be brought to him. Isn't that an amazing verse? Think about this, my friends. The Lord of glory going to the cross, the one through whom everything was created, the one who is true and eternal God, on his way to the cross, in the distance, hears a little cry of a blind, poor beggar. And all the multitudes, all the rich, all the pompous are walking with Jesus to get a show. And here this cry of faith extends out over the crowds, and Jesus, on his journey, stops. The text says he stood still. Isn't that an amazing verse? And he commands this poor beggar, this blind beggar, to be brought to him. He couldn't come himself. He couldn't lead himself. He could do nothing himself. Everything had to be grace to bring him. What a scene. So they say in verse 49, then they called the blind man, saying to him, be of good cheer. Rise. He's calling you. What happens when Christ calls a sinner to him? He comes. His sheep hear his voice. That's what Jesus said. My sheep hear my voice, and they come to me. And all those who come to me, I will by no wise cast out. All who come shall be given eternal life, and none shell be plucked from my hand. Bartimaeus comes, throwing aside his garment, and Jesus receives him. And I suppose that's where we stop today. That's where we stop. Have you come to see your spiritual blindness? Have you come to see your great need for the Savior? Call out to him in true faith. He will hear. He will answer you in the day of your affliction, and he will give you life. There's no other way except Jesus. He's the only way, truth, and life by which we have access to the Father. Dear friend, have you come to Jesus? Cry out to him. Cry out, and his promise is he will hear and bring you to himself.
Exercising our minds, hearts, and affections towards Christ. This has been Abounding Grace with Pastor Chris Gordon from United Reformed Church here in Linden, studying God's Word that we might show ourselves approved. Thank you for joining us. As always, we leave you with our address and phone number if you'd like to contact us. Maybe you have a question, comment about the broadcast. Maybe you'd like to join us for worship or a prayer request. Again, you can reach us at 360-318-0429. Again, that phone number is 360-318-0429. If you'd like to know more about us, you can visit our website. A lot of information there, lindenurc.com. Again, that's lindenurc.com. As always, you're welcome to write, 8650 Benson Road, Linden, Washington. The zip code is 98264. And again, that phone number, 360-318-0429. That's 360-318-0429. If you're planning a visit, we would love to see you. In fact, let one of the ushers know you're invited by the radio broadcast, won't you? That would encourage us a great deal. Sunday services are at 10 a.m. and again at 7 p.m. We're at 8650 Benson Road here in Linden. For the directions, you can either go to our website, lindenurc.com, or call us 360-318-0429. Again, 360-318-0429. Our desire here at Abounding Grace is that you grow in Christ. If there's anything we can do to help you in that endeavor, please feel free to contact us. And then join us again next time for another broadcast of Abounding Grace with Pastor Chris Gordon.